Okay, we're starting here on Ted Amud Aleph, about 9 lines down from the top. The Gemara says, "Boy minei Ravina mir of Nachum bar Yitzchok, nasi shenitztara, a melech that got sarout, mahu? What's his din? Mit chodochi o miftar patir? What's the din with regards to a melech? Once a melech is a melech, does that mean he's no longer within the parshiot that he was exempt for during the time that he was a melech? Or once he is demoted from being the king, maybe he re-enters into those parshiot?" That's the basic question of the Gemara. Rashi has two lishonot here. He also has later on, and Daf Yud Bet as well, the same question is raised with regards to the Kohen HaMashiach, the Kohen Gadol. And there also, Rashi brings down about mitchodachi and miftar potir. The basic question is it duchuya or is it hutra? When it comes to a king, and later on we'll see with the Kohen Mashiach, when they are exempted or obligated in certain mitzvot while they are king, while they are Kohen Gadol, does that mean they are done with those mitzvot for the rest of their lives? They never re-enter those parshiot? Or is that only while they're still in service, when the king's in service or the Kohen Gadol is in service, that affects them? How you read the Midu Chadochi and Miftar Potir depends whether you're looking at perspective of the individual themselves, from the perspective of the king, the Nasi, or you're looking at perspective from the mitzvah or the korban itself. So which side you take will depend on which perspective you're taking, but the question is the same in both of these cases. And that goes according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who says that the Nasi has the same din and is exempted from the korbanot olev yored, as well as Rabbi Yirmiyah, who says that when his wealth goes up and down, then you're chayav. If your wealth does not go up and down, then you're not chayav. So according to the two of them, if a king who gets tzarat, which we're going to see later on in the Gemara, not today, but in the upcoming Dapim, that a king who gets tzarat then is demoted or deposed from being the king, so what happens to a king in that instance? What is his status? Does he bring a korban olev yored afterwards? Samalei dilach o degaza says, wait a minute, how is the king going to pay for the korban that he's going to bring? So the way Rashi reads it, is he going to bring it mimon shalcha? Is he going to bring it from your money? Is he going to bring it from his own personal savings? Oh, mimon degaza didei, or is he going to bring it from the storehouses and the treasury of the kingdom? So we know the answer is that he's going to bring it from the treasury of the kingdom. Even though the king has been demoted or deposed because he has tarat, he still has access to the treasuries of the kingdom, and therefore he's going to pay or buy the korban out of the treasuries of the kingdom. If that's the case, then he's still subject to the same ruling. The ruling is only someone whose wealth can go up and down is chayav in korban olev yored, but someone whose wealth is always stationary and static, like that of the king, does not bring a korban olev yored. And that's true of a nasi, a king. After he has tzarat, he still has access to the coffers, treasury, and therefore he will not be chayav in korban olev yored in these instances. The Tosfos HaRosh brings down an alternative reading of the Gaza Didei versus Dilach, brings down an alternative. He brings the shame of the Ramah, which is the opposite of Rashi. He says, when he's going to pay for this, is he going to go and collect taxes from all the people in order to pay for this? Or Miotzrach, is he going to take it me Gaza Didei? He's going to take it out of his own private wealth or treasury. So if that's the case, he's going to take it out of his own private treasury, he can't levy a tax on you. If that's the case, then he would be chayav like every other Ashir, like every other Ashir whose wealth goes up and down. So too now the king is subject to the vagaries of the economy of wealth going up and down, because he no longer has the right to tax, and because of that, he should have to bring the korban olev yored. Although, as the Tosfos HaRosh says, that Rashi's Lashon reads clearer and easier into the Gemara, and that would mean that according to Rashi, the conclusion is that he is still patur from the korban olev yored, even after he gets sarat. So now along comes Amar Rava, my time with Rabbi Akiva. Back in our Mishnah, we had a machlokus between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says that when it's ein chayvin al shmiat kol bitui svetayim otumat mikdash kudashav ve'anasi kiyotze behem, that the nasi, the melech, has the same din as the kohen hamashiach as well as the tzibur, and he doesn't bring any of the korbanei olev yored. Rabbi Akiva says anasi chayav bikulan, the nasi is chayav, the melech is chayav in all except for shmiat kol, which deals with edut, since the king is not involved with edut testimony or the court system. So now the Gemara wants to know what's the reasoning behind Rabbi Akiva. Amar kra, the pasuk says zik korban aron uvanav. When it comes to the minchat chavitin, which is the korban mincha that is brought by any new kohen that comes into service, as well as by the kohen gadol, every day he brought machatzita baboker, machatzita be'erev, that he used to bring this korban chavitin, minchat chavitin every day. About that it says, ze korban aron uvanav. Zu ba'ah chuvalo, vein acheret ba'ah chuvalo. That this is the only korban mincha that is an obligation of the kohen. No other korban mincha comes as an obligation. And we know when it comes to the karbonate, olit v'yared, there are three levels of karbonate you can bring. The highest level, the highest payment, which is a sira or a kizba. Then if he cannot afford that, he brings shtei torim or shnei bnei yonah. And then the lowest level is a minchat chatat. So over here, if the kohen can't bring a minchat or a mincha as a chuva, except for his minchat chavitin, then he'll be excluded from a portion of the korban oleh v'yored. Since he's excluded from it, then we'll say that he doesn't bring the korban oleh v'yored. So the Gemara says, okay, ema ki mimait le'rachmon midali dalut. So fine, korban oleh v'yored has three different categories of economic means which can bring the korban. So true, he'll be excluded from the bottom rung because he can't bring a minchat chuva. But at least he should be able to bring umahiu asir teifa. That's the asir teifa. That's the mincha. Aval niyut v'ashirut lo me'atei rachmano. Right, when it comes to something above that, which is the rich person or the wealthy person who brings the sira the kizba, or the person who is slightly poor who brings the shtei bnei yonah or the torim, then he would still be included in the parsha of korban oleh v'yored. Gemara says lo saka datcho. You can't say that because it says in the parsha of the oleh v'yored v'chiper alav hakohen al chatato asher chata me'achat me'ele, that he will be able to bring one of these three options. So the kohen HaMashiach is precluded from bringing one of these options. So according to Rabbi Akiva, who says the kohen HaGadol is out of the picture, is because he can't bring one of the options, therefore he's excluded from all the options. Whereas now the Gemara says, someone who could bring any three of these brings all of them. If he is precluded somehow from one of the three, like the Korban Mincha that the Kohen Gadol is precluded from, then he doesn't bring any of them. The Gemara says, well then, earlier on in the parsha it says, Vaya ki esham nachat mi'ele, that before, in the beginning of the sequence of the korbanot that he would bring, it says, if he does any one of these averot, the averot that are listed before are tumat mikdash u'dashav, the shvat bitoy, and shmiat kol, which is for edut. So it says, if he does any of these averot, then he brings the following korbanot. So hachanami, why don't we say the same thing now, using that same lachat me'ela, like we did with me'achat me'ela, let's say, hachanami, duchol mitchayev achat, mitchayev kulan. As long as you can be chayev any one of these three items, then you are chayev in all of them. She'en mitchayev achat, him, if you're precluded somehow from having one of those bichayav, ein mitchayav kulan. So, which is that? That's the case of the nasi of the melech. The melech does not bring it on shmiat kol, does not bring on edut, because he's not involved in the process or the process of beit din whatsoever, the justice system. So if that's the case, maybe he should also be precluded from bringing it when it comes to tumat mikdash kudashav and also with shvata bitoy. Yet we know that Rabbi Akiva doesn't say that. Alam atnan, Rabbi Akiva omer nasi chayav chutz mishmiat kol. Akiva is mechayiv in all these other instances. So v'ari v'rova damri tavayu me'achat mashmelei le'achat lo mashmelei. The words that are used are slightly different here. When it comes to telling us about if you do these averot, you bring these karbanot. It says, Vayak Yasham le'achat me'ela. Le'achat does not, to Rabbi Akiva, sound like one of these. Therefore, you b'chayav in all of them. Whereas when it came to v'chiper alav hakohen al-chatato asher chata me'achat me'ela, from amongst one of these, that he believes means from one. And if you can't bring one, then you can't bring any. U'mayishna me'achat demashmalei. So why is it? What's the difference between le'achat and me'achat? So he says, "Dichtavi rachmana basof." When it comes to the statement of me'achat me'ele, that's after the list of all the three different types of korbanot you can bring: the kizba sira, the torim ibn yonah, and then the mincha. Then it says, "V'chiper alav hakohen al-chatato asher achata me'achat me'ele." One of these that we've listed above. Gabi ashiru basirit teifa. The memra the chob nitzchay basirit teifa mitzchay b'kulan. To teach you that anybody is chayav in the asirit teifa, then he is chayav in the others. Otherwise, he's precluded. Or he's excluded, and that would be the case of the Kohen Gadol. Because if that was the case, that he should be chayav, even if he was chayav in one of these items, he would still be chayav, even though he's precluded from another. Then let the pasuk be written in another one of the instances, either by the Torim Bnei Na or the Siran the Kizba. Let it write the pasuk over there. And that would indicate to us that one of these is sufficient to give us or make you chayav. Just like the achat me'ela that's written by the different types of averot, you can do it can mean one of these many averot. So too, that would be the case here. But the fact that it's written all the way down by the asirat ha'ifa, by the last of them, from there, Rabbi Akiva surmises that it's only telling you, or it's telling you that only when you can bring an Aser Terfah do you bring the other Karbanot. Otherwise, you would not bring the other Karbanot, you would not be chayv in a Karban Olev Yoreid. So according to Rabbi Akiva, a Kohen HaMashiach is patur for a Karban Olev Yoreid. We're going to see later on at the end of today's daf that he actually thinks he's still chayav in the par chatat of the Kohen. But he is patur from the Karban Olev Yoreid, just like the Tzibur is patur from the Karban Olev Yoreid. They both do not bring that Karban. The Tzibur is patur the Gamre, whereas according to Rabbi Akiva, the Par Kohen Mashiach brings the par chatat that he normally brings. And when it comes to the Nasi, Rabbi Akiva believes that the Nasi brings a Korban Olev Yoreid, except for the instance of Shmiat Kol, because he's not involved in the parsha of the justice system. Alright, now we go on to a Mishnah, which really summarizes much of what we've seen today, and then we're going to see that there's really a three-way machloket in this instance. Kol mitzvot shebetorah, shechayvin al zdonan karet, val shegigatan chatat, any mitzvah in the Torah that, when it's done b'mezid, is a chiyuv karet, when it's done b'shogeg, it involves a korban chatat, chatat kavua, hayachid mevi kizba b'sira, that is the chatat of a yachid, v'nasi se'ir, then the nasi, or the melech in that instance, will bring a se'ir, v'amashiach, the Kohen Gadol, and that will bring, and Beit Din Mevin Par. The Beit Din brings Par Odaver Shel Tzibur, and the Kohen Mashiach, or the Kohen Gadol, brings the Par HaChatat. Ube Avadat Kochavim, when it comes to what Kochavim, which is the Parsha in Shalach Lecho, so in Shalach Lecho, it tells us there are actually only two Karbanot there, as opposed to the four that are found in Vayikra Adalid, in Bamidbar Perek Tevav, there are only two Parshiot. The one parsha that deals with the tzibur, and the other parsha which says im nefesh echad techeta, that deals with individuals. Therefore, when it comes to rechavim, a yachid, a nasi, v'hamashiach, all individuals, that means a layperson, the king, and the kohen, a gadol, all bring a si'ira. Ubeitin, when it comes to the tzibur, that's the first parsha that's mentioned there, they bring a par v'sa'ir. Par is le'olah, and se'ir le'chatat. So that has to do with avodat chachavim. Now, when it comes to Asham Talui is a korban that is brought when someone has a safek about an aveira where they would be chayev mezid karet b'shogeg achatat kavua. They bring an Asham Talui. So, who brings an Asham Talui? Hayachid brings an Asham Talui ve'anasi, and as well the nasi brings a Asham Talui, because both the Nasi and the Yachid are chayav on Shigigat Maseh alone. When they simply make a mistake, they act on that mistake, that is enough for them to be chayav a Chatat Kavua, and therefore they're chayav in Asham Talui. Umeshiach Ubeidin Pturim, when it comes to the Kohen Gadol, as well as the Beidin, they are patur because they don't bring a Chatat on Shigigat Maseh. They require Helem Davar im Shigigat Maseh. In the Gemara, we already saw, learned out by Asham Talui, that it only becomes on the Safek Chatat Kavua that relates to a Shigigat Maseh, not something that relates to Helam Dover im Shigigat Maseh. Asham Vadai, when it comes to an Asham that is brought for certain mitzvot, or really avirot, that a person violates, Hayachid v'nasiva Mashiach Chayavin. All individuals are Chayav in this case, because again, there is a Nefesh Achat, and since they are all nefashot, they're all individuals, they do bring an Hashem Davoy. Ubeidin Pturin, when it comes to Beidin, they're patur, because Beidin doesn't bring, they're not a nefesh achat, they don't bring korbanot on items that are an Hashem, as well as the fact that Beidin only brings on Helam Davarim Shigigat Maseh. An Hashem is brought both for a shogeg, but as well as in many instances, the Hashem is brought even in instances of a mezid. So now, Ashmiat Kol, Val Bitu Isfatayim, Val Tumat Mikdash Ukdashav, these are the items that fall into the category of a korban olev yoreid. Beidin Pturin. Beidin is patur, because Beidin only brings the Parlam Davar Tzibur when the Yachid brings a chatat kavua. This is not a chatat kavua, this is a chatat that moves with the economic means of the bringer of the korban. When it comes to individuals, or the king, or the Kohen HaGadol, chayavin. So all of those are chayav, because it says, im nefesh achat, by these korbanot, they are individuals, and since they are individuals, they can bring these korbanot. It says, nefesh ki techata, and they are all nefeshot, so that's fine. Elo she'in kohen gadol mashiach chayav al tumat mikdash v'kdashav. Except, the exception to this rule, as Rabbi Shimon says, is that the Kohen Gadol, which we'll learn the reason for later in today's daf, that the Kohen Gadol is exempt from tumat mikdash v'kdashav. That's Rabbi Shimon's opinion. Umahin mevi'in. And what korban do you bring? Korban ole v'yoreid. Rabbi Lezer Omer, nasi mevi se'ir. even in the instance of a korban olivi oreid, it seems that Rabbi Elazar requires you to bring a korban olivi oreid. So as Rashi sums up here, we actually now have a three-way machloket. We have a three-way machloket because Rabbi Yossi Aglili believes that the Nasi, the Melech, and the Mashiach, and the Kohen Gadol are Peturim Kulan. They are not involved in the parsha of korban olivi oreid. They have nothing to do with it. We saw that before in yesterday's daf. That's because they're not in the parsha of Ashirut and Aniyut. Since they're not in that parsha at all, therefore they are Peturim the Gamre from korbanei olivi oreid. We have Rabbi Akiva's opinion, who says that the Nasi is chayav, except for shmiat kol, except for edut, and that the Kohen Mashiach is patur legamre, which we just asked before. The Gemara wants to know the reasoning behind Rabbi Akiva's position that the Kohen Gadol is patur, and we said that's because he only brings an asiriyat ha'ifa chova in minchat chabitin, no other asiriyat ha'ifa, which is one of the karbanot in the karbanot levi oreid. Therefore, he is excluded from the parsha of karbanot levi oreid when it comes to the Kohen Gadol. The last opinion is Rabbi Shimon, who we just saw in our Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon believes that when it comes to a korban oleh v'yoreid, then the Kohen HaGadol, the Kohen Mashiach, says that they are patur from Tumat Mikdash Ukdashav. It also, Rashi does not mention this, but the Gemara is going to say this later on, that he also believes that a Nasi is not chayav by the case of a Shmiat Kol. He agrees with that position of Rabbi Akiva with regards to Shmiat Kol, that the Nasi is not Chayav. So that'll be the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. So you have a three-way machloket, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who are found in the previous Mishnah, and then Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah, with regards to how we deal with a Kohen Gadol and a Nasi, a Melech, when it comes to Korbanei Olivi Oreid. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili agree that the Kohen Gadol is patur for different reasons. Rabbi Shimon says the Kohen Gadol is chayav in olei reyot except for Tumat Mikdash Kudashav. When it comes to the korban olei reyot by a king, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon agree that the king brings for everything in a korban olei reyot except for edut shmiat kol. Whereas Rabbi Yossi Aglili says that the melech is still patur in that case of the korban olei reyot. So now the Gemara says, Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ayinu tein klal. This is the principle that he laid out. Kol sheyachid ba'asham talui, hanasik yotze bo. That whenever the yachid can bring a asham talui, the nasi will also bring an asham talui. Mashiach u beitin pturim. When it comes to the coin of Mashiach and to beitin, they'll be pturim for the asham talui because they require helam davarim shigigat maseh, which is not the asham talui, only brought on something that, or a person who requires shigigat maseh. V'chol shu ba'asham vadai. Anybody who brings an Hashem Vadai, which is the Nasi u'Mashiach Yotzeben, then the Nasi and the Mashiach bring the same Korban Hashem. U'Beidin Pturim, again, the Beidin is Patur, because they don't classify as a Nefesh. Shmiat Kol, u'Bitu Isfatayim, v'Tuat Mikdash Uktashav, which are the three Karbanei Oleh V'Yoreid. Beidin Pturim, we know Beidin is Patur, because they only bring Palam Davar Tzibu on something that's Chatat Kavua. Nasi u'Mashiach, Chayavim. The Nasi and the Mashiach, the Kohen HaGadol, and the Melech are Chayavin and Karban Olei V'Yoreid, because they are Im Nefesh Techeta. They are one in Nefesho, Nefesh Ki Techeta. They are a Nefesh, and therefore they are Chayav in this parsha. Ella, Shein HaNasi Chayav B'Shmiat Kol, that's what I mentioned before, that Rabbi Shimon believes that then the Melech also is Patur when it comes to Shvat HaEidut, when it comes to Shmiat Kol, because he's not involved in the justice system. Velo Mashiach B'Tumat Mikdash U'Dashav. Those are the only exceptions when it comes to the Karban Olei V'Yoreid. Kol Shu B'Olei V'Yoreid. Then the last statement of Rabbi Shimon is that anybody brings a korban olei v'yoreid, nasi kiyotze bo. The nasi does the same. Mashiach u'beidin pturim. So now the Gemara says, ha'gufa kasha. Wait a minute. That makes no sense. That last line in the Braita says, anybody who's chayav and olei v'yoreid, the nasi is exactly like the yachid. And the Kohen Mashiach, the Kohen Gadol, and the Beidin are Pturim. Wait, Rabbi Shimon just laid out before that's not the case, that the Nasi and the Kohen Gadol are Chayavin, except for those two exceptions. So what's this last line of the Braita mean? So that's what it says, Aguf Akasha. Amar Chei Mashiach Chayav B'Tumat Mikdash U'Tashav. You said that the Kohen Gadol is not Chayav in Tumat Mikdash U'Tashav, but that means Tumat Mikdash U'Tashav Uda Patur by Kol Baran Ola V'Yoreid. Val Shmiat Kol B'Tu Isfatayim, the other two, Karbani Ola V'Yoreid, sounds like Chayav. The name of Sefer, what are you going to say in the Sefer where it says, Kol Shuba Olei V'Yoreid, Nasik Yotzebo, Mashiach U'Beitin Pturim? That the Mashiach is totally Patur. Tani Mashiach Beitin Pturim, Ma Beitin Pturim Mikulhon, just like Beitin is Patur from everything, Ach Mashiach Patur Mikulhon, so too the Kohen Gadol is Patur from everything. So one part of the Braita says that a Kohen Gadol is Patur from our all Karbanei Olei V'Yoreid, and the other part of the Braita says, no, he's only Patur from Tumat Mikdash U'Kdashav, whereas with any other of the Karbanei Olei V'Yoreid, he is Chayav. Where it says, Kashin Adodi. The two parts of this Braita are Sotera, Chadet Hasheni. So Amar Avuna Brei de Rav Yeshua Lo Kasha. Kan Bidalut, Kan Bidalei Dalut. That's a difference between what Korban you're talking about in the Olei V'Yoreid. Rabbi Kiva says by Korban Olei V'Yoreid that the Kohen Gadol brings none of those karbanot because he is exempt, or he never can bring the Asirita Ifa. We learned by Minchat Chavitin, Zeh Karban Aron Uvanav, that's the only thing that's an obligation of the Kohen Gadol, not a Asirita Ifa that comes with karbanot every year. Therefore, Rabbi Akiva was Poter Mikulan. Rabbi Shimon says, I hold like Rabbi Akiva. That Ptur, I agree with. But that Ptur only applies to that lowest level, economic level in karbanot every year. You're right, he's Patur Midale Dalut across the board. He brings nothing, Asirita Ifa, he brings for none of the Averot that are in Karban Olah V'Yared. Now, when it comes to Dalut, the second tier of Karban Olah V'Yared, which is bringing the birds, Shtei Torim or Shnei B'nei Yonah, in that instance, then there is a difference. If it's Tumat Mikdash Kedashav, he's Patur. When it comes to Shvat Eidur, Shvat Bitoy, then he will be Chayav. So that's Savalak Rabbi Kiva B'Dalei Dalut, De Patur, Upali Galei B'Dalut. And he argues with him when it comes to the in-between category in the Karban Olah V'Yared. He agrees, B'Dalei Dalut, when it comes to a Mincha, the Kohen Gadol can never bring that lowest tier of the Karban Olah V'Yared, but he doesn't learn the next step of Rabbi Akiva, which is that makes it Patur Legamre from Olah V'Yared. He says, no, that just makes him Patur on that tier. But the tier above that, the Dalut tier, that will be divided between whether he is too much mikdash l'shav, that he is patur, but by shmiyat kol bitus vadam, he will be chayav. So elosh ein kol el chayav. Now the Gemara wants to know, what's the reason behind Rabbi Shimon's shita? So Amar Chizkiah, my time with Rabbi Shimon. What's Rabbi Shimon's position? Dichtiv, because it says, now that he divided up, he says, look, I believe like Rabbi Akiva that Delei Dalut, the Asir Teifa is totally excluded from Korban Olah V'Yared, the Kohen Gadol brings none of that. But why does he differentiate between Tumat Mikdash Kedashav and the other two, Shmiat Kol and Bitu Isfatayim, when it comes to Dalut, that middle tier? Why should it all be the same and he should be allowed to bring any of those? So it says, Chizki says, my time Rabbi Shimon Dichtiv Nichrata Nevshahi Mitoch HaKahal. When it comes to Tumat Mikdash Ukdashav, the punishment B'Mezid is Karet. Mi Shekarbano Shevelakal, Yatzazeh Shekarbano Shevelakal. Only if your korban that you bring is the same as the one that the individuals in the kahal bring, then you are chayav in this instance. So the Kohen Gadol brings the par chatat. He does not bring a se'irah kizba like the yachid. Therefore, he is excluded from tumat mikdash ukdashav. Where it says, imkei nasi nami. Then why don't we say the same thing about a melech? A melech doesn't bring a se'irah kizba, he brings a se'ir. So he should also too be exempted from the tumat mikdash ukdashav. Where it says, in Kavano Shaveh Lekahal, Shaveh Bekaparad Yom HaKippurim. No, the difference we're talking about here is not in their Korbanei Chatat. We're talking about that they are not Shaveh for Kaparah on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, the Am, the Kahal, and the Melech all get their Kaparah through the Seir. Whereas the Kohen Gadol and the rest of the Kohanim get their Kaparah through the Par on Yom Kippur for Tumat Mikdash Ukdashav. So Gemara is going to ask the obvious question. Now, well, if it's the Kohen Gadol and the Kohanim, then why don't the Kohanim have the same din? Sim kein Kohanim, nami lo shavu l'kahal b'kapara. Then if you say Yom Kippur is the determining factor, then the regular Kohanim are also not like the Kahal. We mentioned this earlier. The Gemara didn't ask the question then, that this is a problem. If you include from Yom Kippur, or you say that Yom Kippur dictates, then other Kohanim have the same din as the Kohen Gadol. Kohanim, shavu l'kahal b'shar mitzvot d'shana kula. When it comes to the par helam dover shel tzibor, when it comes to bringing the par for all the tzibor, the regular Kohanim will be included in that par helam dover shel tzibor. So they're equal to the tzibor and kapara of the rest of the year. It's just on Yom Kippur that they're set, but the rest of the year they're included. Mar says, well, Mashiach nami avishar b'shar mitzvot d'shana. The Kohen Mashiach, Kohen Gadol, is also included in the Kahal. We saw that already, that if the Kohen Gadol is a part of the Am when it comes to this, he's also included in the Paralim Dabar Shil Tzibor. So how is he different in this way? El Homerov Eim Ha'ocha, Mishichatato Sheveli Yechidim, Mainihu Kahal. One whose Chatat is equal to the Yechidim, and what is the Yechidim here? Yechidim means the Kahal. Here is a case where if there's only Shigigat Maaseh, if there was simply Shigigat Maaseh, and no helam dover. So there, even if the Rov Tzibor did something wrong, they still won't bring a paralam dover shel tzibor. Then each individual will be chayav a chatat of a sirah or a kizba. In that case, the Kohen Gadol is in a different category. The Kohen Gadol won't bring a korban in that instance because he needs helam dover im shigigat maaseh. So if the Kohen Gadol, the Melech, and the Rov Am did one aveira, the Am will have to bring a korban because it's shigigat maaseh. Now, there was no helam dover, so it's only Shigat Maaseh. They'll have to bring a kizba sirah. The melech will bring his sa'ir, because again, he only requires Shigat Maaseh. On the other hand, the Kohen Gadol will be patur in that instance, because the Kohen Gadol brings only a helam dover im Shigat Maaseh. So therefore, in a regular Shigat of the Kahal, where the Yechidim bring a korban, and the Nasi brings, or the melech brings a korban, the Kohen Gadol does not bring a korban, and that's why he's exempted, that's why he's different. By Tumat Mikdash Kedashav, this pasuk comes to be ma'ayit, the Kohen Gadol from the Korban Ole Vioreid. So that explains the position of Rabbi Shimon now. when he says patur in the bright across the board, that's in dalei dalut, in the lowest form of korban olei v'yorei. The kohen gadol never brings that lowest tier. Now, in the middle tier and the upper tier, the kohen gadol is chayav when it comes to bitu svatayim. He's chayav when it comes to shmiat kol. By tumat mikdash kedusha, we have a special pasuk that tells us that the son who's like the kahal will bring that korban. And here, the kohen gadol is not like the kahal, therefore he won't bring the korban. So korban olei v'yorei, he does not bring by tumat mikdash ukdashav. Now the last line in the Mishnah, the Gemara talks about, Rabbi Lezo Omer, Nasi Mevi Seir. Nasi brings a Seir instead of the Karban Olev Yoreid. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Amar Rabbi Lezer, but Tumat Mikdash Kudashav. The Rabbi Lezer's statement is only true of the one Karban Olev Yoreid, that's Tumat Mikdash Kudashav. But the other Karban Olev Yoreid, he would agree that they are brought, the Nasi brings an Olev Yoreid just like any other Yachid. Why? Hov never karet bo kikavua. Since the punishment b'mezid for tumat mikdash v'kedashav is karet, as opposed to shmiat kol and bitui shvat bitui, both of those b'mezid do not have a punishment of karet. So since they don't have a punishment of karet, they're not similar to achatat kavua. On the other hand, the karban olev yoreid of the tumat mikdash v'kedashav has a b'mezid, a punishment of karet, makes it similar, very similar to achatat kavua. Since it's so similar to achatat kavua, there Rabbi Eliezer says the nasi brings like what he would have brought in achatat kavua, and that's a seir. So Amar Papa Achanami Mistaver, that what you're saying makes sense. The Isagadat Chol Rebbe Lezer Al Kulhon Kamar, if he says on all of them, mean that the Nasi brings a Seir, whether it's Tumat Mikdash Kedoshav, Shmiat Kol, or Bitui Svatayim, Mifte, Seir Nasi, Upar Mashiach Bimkom Yachid, Lechatat Koi. When it comes to the Chatat Kavua, the Kohen Gadol brings a par Chatat, and the Nasi brings a Seir. So Nitnei Nami Mashiach Mevi Par, B'shmiat kol u'bitui svatayim. Why don't we say about the Mashiach that if he's talking about all three types of carbon olev v'yoreid, they're all classified like a chatat kavua, then the Kohen Gadol, when it comes to shmiat kol and bitui svatayim, he should have to bring a par in that case, not a carbon olev v'yoreid. But we don't see any of that anywhere in the Mishnah. El menok toni, it's Mashiach, since the fact doesn't mention the Kohen Gadol at all, Shmamina Tumat Mikdash Kutashav Kai, Shmamina Tumat Mikdash Kutashav, where he agrees, or Belezer agrees, that the Kohen Gadol is Patur. Therefore, there's no relevance to the Kohen Gadol. The only one he's speaking about is the Nasi, the Melech. The Melech brings, because of the Karet, it's like a Chatat Kavur, he's going to bring his Seir, the Mashiach Patur. Amale Rav Huna Brei, the Rav Natan, the Rav Papa, Mimai. How do you know that's true? Dilma Rabbi Lezer Al Kulhun Kai. Maybe Rabbi Lezer says all of them are like a Chatat Kavur. Umashiach Savar like Rabbi Kiva. But he holds like Rabbi Kiva when it comes to the Kohen Gadol, that the Kohen Gadol is Patur from Karban Olev Yoreid, the Gamrei. That's what we said before. The opinion of Rabbi Kiva is the Kohen Gadol is out of the parsha of Karban Olev Yoreid. Damar Mashiach Patur Mikulan. So that's how it would be. Maybe Rabbi Lezer holds like Rabbi Kiva. And that's why. Maybe he thinks for the Nasi brings a Seir Kavua in all of these instances. Therefore, by a Nasi, he'll bring a Korban Seir for all three of these Karban Olev Yoreid. Why didn't he talk about the Kohen Gadol? The Kohen Gadol is not relevant. He thinks like Rabbi Kiva. Kohen Gadol is Patur from the whole parsha of Karban Olev Yoreid. Where it says, Amalei, V'Rav Kiva mi Patulei mi Par. Wait a minute, when it comes to the Kohen HaMashiach, even if you hold like Rabbi Kiva, yes, he's patur from the Karban Olev Yoreid. But we said earlier in today's daf that Rabbi Kiva believes you're patur from the Karban Olev Yoreid, but you still bring the par of the Kohen HaMashiach, the Kohen HaGadol brings a par in the cases of Olev Yoreid. So then, if he really believed like Rabbi Kiva, you would have to say par for the instances where the Kohen Gadol is chayav. The fact that he doesn't mention it proves to you that he's only talking about Tumat Mikdash Kudashav, but Tulo Midi. There's nothing else to speak about. That must be, that's the right explanation of Rabbi Eliezer, that he only spoke about Tumat Mikdash Kudashav. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Umod Rabbi Eliezer, Shem Mevi Asham. Wait, now, if you're going to claim that the Tumat Mikdash Kudashav has a din like a Chatat Kavua, one of the other rules of a Chatat Kavua is that you can bring an Asham Talui. So Rabbi Yochanan says, even though Rabbi Eliezer believes that by Tumat Mikdash Kedashav it has a din like a Chatat Kavua and the Seir is brought by the Nasi, nevertheless it's not a Chatat Kavua enough that you're being Asham Talui. Tani Tana Kameh Rav Sheshet, there was a brighter that was brought before Rav Sheshet, Asham Talui, Bao Tumat Mikdash Kedashav. Did you do bring an Asham Talui on Tumat Mikdash Kedashav? Amalei Damalach Mani. Who says this? Who would have had authored this opinion? Rabbi Lezer, he must be Rabbi Lezer. Damar Hov and Emar Bo Karet Kikavuama. Mighty Nasi Seir Aleha. So it must be Rabbi Lezer's opinion who thinks that the Karban Olev Yoreid by Tumat Mikdash Kedashav has a din like a Chatat Kavua, and therefore the Nasi brings a Seir, but that would also imply that based on his Braita, he would also think that he brings an Hashem Taloi. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, Moder Rabbi Lezer, She'ein Mevi Hashem Taloi. Didn't Rabbi Yochanan think that Rabbi Lezer thinks you don't bring an Hashem Taloi? Kasha, the Gemara leaves that as a question. This Braita is Soter, what Rabbi Yochanan thinks is the position of Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, we'll stop over here.